living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So, does oil pulling, that's oil pulling, offer real health benefits? Well, first of all, if you're like me, you might be asking, what the heck is oil pulling? It's pretty simple. You put a little oil in your mouth, swish it around, and it's supposed to have all kinds of different health benefits. Matter of fact, many people are touting the health benefits of oil pulling, claiming it treats conditions like diabetes, asthma, acne, and maybe even some allergies. But what is the real scoop on this ancient practice? Is it really some kind of cure-all, as it's claimed to be? Well, as I said, it is an ancient practice. It falls under the category of Ayurvedic medicine. And when you do some research on oil pulling, you know, you have a lot of websites who are touting the claims of it, the benefits of it, and they always say things like, oh, it's been around for thousands and thousands of years. I couldn't really confirm that, but I have no reason to doubt that it hasn't been. As I said, it's really pretty simple. It involves swishing a small amount of oil in your mouth for several minutes. And traditionally speaking, most people did this for oral care, oral hygiene. You know, thousands of years ago, they didn't have toothbrushes and, you know, toothpaste with fluoride in it and mouthwashes. So they had to come up with different ways to keep their teeth and gums clean. And so this was one way to do it. And it does turn out, you know, oil, you know, based on the research I saw, oil pulling does help with bad breath, gingivitis, and even plaque on your teeth. So there is some benefit there. As a matter of fact, there was a study here. I have it right here. Let me pull it out. In a clinical trial, oil pulling was equally effective as prescription mouth rinses in combating bad breath. That's pretty good, right? Oil pulling has also been shown to inhibit the growth of certain bacteria implicated in cavities. And in particular, one of those bacteria is called Streptococcus mutans, or S. mutans. That bacteria is what causes the cavities. So oil pulling seems to kill those bacteria. So you can do it the conventional way, which is with fluoride, which kills that bacteria. Or maybe you can try this ancient Ayurvedic practice, oil pulling, to kill the bacteria that cause cavities as well. I want to say one thing about the bad breath issue. You know, a lot of those mouthwashes that more and more people are using have a lot of alcohol in them. So make sure you go for the alcohol-free versions if you like to do the mouthwashes. That's because a study about 2 years ago did link the alcohol in these mouthwashes to increased risk of oral cancer. So I'm a big, you know, that's fine. I do mouthwashes myself, but I do non-alcoholic ones. Or maybe I should try oil pulling. The question, though, does it really help diabetes? Right. Does it really help asthma and acne and allergies? So I went on a kind of a research binge, if you will, and, you know, went to Google and went to PubMed, all of my favorite places, WebMD. There's a bunch of different good sites out there. And I did my best to try to put together some research about oil pulling, swishing the oil in your mouth, and diabetes, asthma, and allergies. I could not find anything supporting oil pulling for diabetes. I could not find anything supporting oil pulling for acne. Interesting enough, though, I did see some evidence for oil pulling in allergies, which I found interesting. So what could be going on if you're swishing oil in your mouth and you're reducing the incidence of, say, allergy symptoms? This research was vague, wasn't very clear, but I did find some that nasal allergies, hay fever type symptoms can go down with oil pulling. And I'll get into the specific oils that seem to work in this case. But for me, it was, well, why? Why is that happening? Could it have something to do with the oil and beneficial bacteria in the oral cavity? We know that beneficial bacteria in your gut help to support a healthy immune response. It can help with allergies. So maybe something's going on with healthy oral bacteria and the oil pulling. That's just, I'm trying to pull out a theory here based on my understanding of probiotics. So maybe there's a link between oil pulling and probiotics. Maybe somewhere in there. So what about it? What do you think? Do you think you might oil pull if I could say it that way, or pull oil. I think that's probably the correct way to say it. Well, why not? I mean, if you're so inclined. Overall, it's a safe and easy practice. The only adverse effect I ever came across was, and this is what we call a case study. So this was not supported really in research. It was a case study of one man developing pneumonia after aspirating the oil. It's called aspiration pneumonia, which can be very nasty forms of pneumonia, by the way. But so that's important. Make sure you do your best to keep the oil in your mouth. If you do swallow some, that's okay, but don't cough it and get it into your lungs. That can actually cause some damage to the lining of the lungs, and then it puts those cells that line your airways at risk for infection. So be careful there. But other than that, I didn't see any issues whatsoever with oil pulling. So I think it's safe. Based on thousands of years of practice, it's going to be good at least for your mouth, right? Maybe decreasing cavities, helping with plaque. Whether or not we can stretch it out to diabetes and asthma, I don't know. But maybe the allergy link may have something to it. So if you're interested, here's what you do. I'll tell you a quick little story. I made the mistake of trying this with oil of oregano. Ooh, that, let me tell you something. That was harsh. Oil of oregano. I know some people will take some oil of oregano with a drop in some water and gurgle with it if they have a sore throat. It helps to kill. It has some antibacterial properties to it. But I put a decent amount in my mouth and swished it around, and I felt like I had pizza taste in my mouth or spaghetti taste in my mouth for like a week. And it was just tough. It really hit my gag reflex pretty hard. So don't do oil of oregano with this. I don't suggest that. But here's what you do. Oil pulling is preferably done in the morning on an empty stomach. It involves swishing 1 tablespoon of cold pressed oil. So here are the ones most people do: sesame oil, coconut oil, and sunflower oil. Notice oil of oregano is not in that list. I should have known better. And you're gonna swish it around for about 10 to 15 minutes. That was impossible with the oil of oregano, by the way. The oil should then be discarded. Don't swallow it. You just spit it out, just like you would a normal mouthwash, right? And then brush your teeth immediately. Rinse like you normally would. And basically, just go through, once you've done the oil pulling, just go through your basic oil care at that point. And so we may see that if we do that, you might get less cavities, improved gum health. Right? You might also get rid of some plaque. Okay? Get rid of bad breath. And remember, I like this because there's no alcohol in this. I don't like those alcoholic-based mouthwashes and that increased risk of oral cancer. So there's some good reasons maybe to try it. May help with seasonal allergies linked to that probiotic connection. At least that's my theory. As far as some of these other age-related disorders, I think there's some other nutrients that we could talk about. So what about you? Do you think you might try it? You think you might try oil pulling? I think you should. Give it a try. And if you want, you can tell me your experiences with it. If you're brave, here's your challenge. Try it with oil of oregano. See what happens to you. It's not bad for you. It's just really hard to do. And you can send me your results to drmike@lef.org. That's drmike@lef.org. Let me know what you think. I would try sesame, coconut oil, or sunflower oil, about 10 to 15 minutes, and see what you think. I think the quickest way to see how it might work is, you know, maybe, you know, go to your dentist, see what kind of report you get, your number of cavities. Do your normal care, add the oil swishing, and see if the cavities go down, see if the bad breath goes down, and just overall care goes up. So I think there is a way, maybe over a couple months, to see if it's really working. So it's something you might consider. Oil pulling, who would have thought? Just not oil of oregano. Unless you're daring, and let me know. DrMike@lef.org. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.